제19회 실전 듣기 모의고사 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Excuse me. How can I get to the Seattle Art Museum?
Do you see that bus stop across the street? You can take any bus there.
Can you tell me where I should get off?
2번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hey, Reina, I heard that you're going to travel to Spain soon.
Yeah, I'm leaving the day after tomorrow.
Have you prepared everything for it?
3번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
The alarm clock rings at 6 in the morning and you get up for your morning run. After that, you take your kids to school and hurry to downtown for an important meeting with your clients. You have no time for lunch today because you have to take your son to a dentist's. A schedule like this might cause a bad headache for today's working mothers. And when it comes to a headache, you need a pain reliever that works fast. It's the very time for you to take our pain attack. It will instantly relieve your pain in your body and mind. This is an over-the-counter medicine that does not require doctor's prescriptions. Give it a try. You will be satisfied with its immediate effects.
4번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mary, I heard your son had been injured in his head.
Yeah, but he's getting better.
It must be too much for an 11-year-old boy. How did he get hurt?
After being tackled in a soccer game, he fell and hit his head on the ground.
Oh, the game must have been too competitive.
Yeah, that was the problem. I think there should be special rules for kids.
What do you mean?
You know kids are more at risk than adults. They have weaker muscles and bones.
You're right. They're more likely to get injured.
It would be better if sports rules prohibit tackling or require young kids to wear protective gear.
Right. I agree with you.
With more protective rules, sports will be much safer for kids.
It makes sense.
5번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon.
Hello. I was wondering if I can get a discount on these shoes.
You can get a discount if you pay with a credit card in partnership with us.
I have this credit card. Could you check if it works, please?
Sure. Let me see. Well, you can get a 15% discount with this credit card.
Oh, really? That's good. Can I get an additional discount?
Do you have any coupons?
No, I don't have any.
Why don't you get one from the cafeteria on the third floor? If you buy any item there, they'll give you a 10% discount coupon.
Oh, really? Then I'll check out these shoes after I visit the cafeteria.
6번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Andrew. Did you finish moving into the new office?
Yeah, I'm almost done. I'm arranging the furniture in the new office.
Where did you put the bookcase?
I put it beside the window, and I put the photocopier next to the bookcase.
Good. Where did you put the desk?
I placed it in front of the bookcase. And you know what? I bought a new chair with armrests.
Good for you. Your old chair didn't have armrests. Where did you put the table clock I gave you?
I put it on the top shelf in the bookcase.
Good. Is there anything I can help you with?
I need to unpack two boxes. They're still in the middle of the office.
I see. I'll be there in 30 minutes.
7번 대화를 듣고 여자가 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon. I'd like a single room looking out on the beach.
Let me check. Well, there are two rooms left. One is on the fifth floor and the other is on the tenth floor.
I'd like a room on the tenth floor. But may I have a look at the room before I check in?
Sure.
Thank you. I have a question. Can I use the internet in the room?
Yes, you can get connected to the wireless internet, but the room doesn't have a computer. If you want, we can lend you a laptop.
Well, that's okay. I have a laptop.
Okay, the room number is 1020. If you would like, we'll have someone show you the room.
Thank you. Will you keep an eye on my stuff for a while?
Certainly.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자를 방문한 이유를 고르시오.
Good afternoon, Dr. Hamilton. I'm John Royce. I called you yesterday.
Oh, nice to meet you, John. Have a seat here, please.
Thank you for taking your precious time.
It's my pleasure to help you. You said you are writing a story of a patient, right?
Yes, the patient in my novel is in her mid-20s and suffers from a brain tumor.
Did you collect general information about the disease?
Yes, I gathered some information from the library, but I need more specific information, as I told you on the phone.
Well, as for young patients, hereditary factors play an important role.
I see. Can I get some more technical information on those factors?
Yes. I prepared some documents for you. Here you go.
Thank you very much, Dr. Hamilton. Can I take them with me?
Sure.
9번 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Did you enjoy the meal, sir? Let me help you pay the bill.
It was a wonderful dinner, but I'm afraid there's a mistake on the bill.
Let me see. What seems to be wrong?
I ordered two dishes of salmon steak.
Correct. It's $35 per dish.
And I ordered two glasses of wine.
Exactly. It's $10 per glass, but we're offering two glasses of wine for the price of one.
Yes, I know that.
And we add 10% service charge to the total sum.
Well, I don't think that's correct. The menu says there is no service charge for wine.
Oh, you're right. There was a mistake. I'm awfully sorry for that.
That's okay. I'll pay with my credit card.
10번 대화를 듣고 뮤지컬 위키디에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Grace, you look happy today. What's up?
Next Friday is my mom's birthday, so I'm planning to go see a musical with her.
It'll be a fantastic present. What's the title of the musical?
Wicked. My mom and I haven't seen it before.
It has been a great musical since it was first performed in 2003. Actually, I've seen it a couple of times.
Wow, I'm really looking forward to seeing it. And my favorite actors, Lily Cooper and Tom McGowan, will play the lead roles.
I like them too. Where is the musical going to be performed?
The Wicked Theater on First Avenue. It's exclusively for the musical Wicked.
It's a great theater, but there's a lot of traffic around there during rush hour.
Really? Then I should take the subway. The price of the tickets is $150 each, so I don't want to miss any part of it.
$150 each? You must have bought the best seats.
Right. I hope my mom enjoys it.
Georgetown 디너 파티에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Georgetown Community Center members. We're pleased to invite you to the Georgetown dinner party. The party will be held at the Grand Hall of Bailey Hotel at 7 p.m. on August 1st. The profits of this event will be the source of the funds that are used to help low-income families in Georgetown. This year, we invited Frank Johnson, the renowned musician born in Georgetown. You can enjoy his wonderful performance at the party. In order to participate, you need to reserve online because the seating is limited to 200 people. The ticket price is $40 per person, including tax, and the payment can be made only by credit card. If you need more information, call 1-877-6685 or visit the Georgetown Community Center website. Thank you for listening.
Hey, Christine, have you decided which French class you are going to take?
I want to take the same class with you. What class do you have in mind?
Well, I guess the earlier the class is, the better.
You mean the class A? Don't you think it's too early? I may be late often.
I see, but other morning classes currently have many students. What do you think?
Any class is okay if it doesn't fall on the same time as my physics class at 10 a.m. on Thursday.
Okay. This class is already full, so we can't choose it.
Then we have no choice but to take one of these two afternoon classes.
Okay. Which days of the week do you prefer?
I don't care a bit. Why don't we take the class with fewer students?
Sounds good. Let's take this class then.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Come here and look at the screen, Kathy.
What's that?
I got an email from a mobile phone company, and it says I won a new smartphone.
Excuse me? A new smartphone?
Yeah, look at this email. It says I won a brand new smartphone.
Did you apply for an event or something before?
No, I didn't.
Then how did they know your email address?
I have no idea about that.
I'm sure it's a phishing scam mail.
A phishing scam mail?
Yeah, look at this. They want you to submit your credit card number and bank account.
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
911 emergency. How may I help you?
I'm reporting an accident. There's an injured person here. Send an ambulance right away, please.
Can you tell me where exactly you are now?
I'm on the corner of the intersection where Franklin Avenue and Jackson Street meet.
Okay. Can you describe the person's condition to me?
Well, he's bleeding from the head, and he shows no response to my questions. I'm afraid he lost his consciousness.
Can you check if he is breathing?
I think he has difficulty breathing because he is gasping. Hurry up, please.
Don't panic, please. Do you know how to give first aid?
No, I don't. What should I do then?
(15번) 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 리차드가 다이애나에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Today is Sunday, but Richard has been doing some work for hours in his room because he has an important business meeting tomorrow. After a while, he goes to the living room to have a rest. In the living room, he sees that his daughter, Diana, is watching a movie. He knows her final exams begin tomorrow. When she did a terrible job on her midterm exams 2 months ago, she promised him to do her best. Now he doesn't think she keeps her promise. Actually, what Richard wants is not her good grades. He wants her to do her best in whatever she does. In this situation, what would Richard most likely say to his daughter Diana?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번과 17번 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Dr. Smith's Medical World. I'm John Smith, medical doctor in St. Louis Hospital. Last time, we talked about various examples of incurable diseases and human efforts to conquer them. Today, we'll explore one of the main causes of adult diseases, a weight problem. Recently, quite a few people are worried about their increased body weight due to excessive accumulation of fat. And as most of you already know, obese people are more likely to have serious health problems. So far, a lot of negative effects of being obese have been reported. One of them is on the heart. If you are fat, your heart has to work harder, which may lead to a heart attack or other heart problems. Extra fat can also change the amount of sugar in your blood. This can cause serious diseases such as diabetes. High blood pressure is another possible result of being fat. In the worst case, obesity can increase the risk of cancer. More studies are needed about all these problems, but one thing is clear. Obesity makes your life shorter.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back to Dr. Smith's Medical World. I'm John Smith, medical doctor in St. Louis Hospital. Last time, we talked about various examples of incurable diseases and human efforts to conquer them. Today, we'll explore one of the main causes of adult diseases, a weight problem. Recently, quite a few people are worried about their increased body weight due to excessive accumulation of fat. And as most of you already know, obese people are more likely to have serious health problems. So far, a lot of negative effects of being obese have been reported. One of them is on the heart. If you are fat, your heart has to work harder, which may lead to a heart attack or other heart problems. Extra fat can also change the amount of sugar in your blood. This can cause serious diseases such as diabetes. High blood pressure is another possible result of being fat. In the worst case, obesity can increase the risk of cancer. More studies are needed about all these problems, but one thing is clear. Obesity makes your life shorter.
16번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 질병이 아닌 것은?